Ian Rammer Ramsdale this evening. Next up, Ian Lee and Sarah Beeny on BBC London 94.9. Norman Jay is going to be with his Giant 45 on BBC London Digital Radio and Satellite Channel 0152. All after the latest news and first the travel with Billy. Good night.
Cheers, Phil. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. So next update, quarter past.
BBC London on 94.9 FM.
The Sony award-winning station for breaking news.
This is BBC London.
With the 6 o'clock news, I'm Jenny Barnes. London's weather mostly cloudy with some outbreaks of rain tonight. Much of that rain should be light, though, feeling cold with a low of 4 degrees Celsius, that's 39 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain, feeling cold again, a high of just 8 Celsius, that's 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Currently in central London, it's 7 degrees. BBC London, 94.9, it's 5 minutes past 6.
On 94.9 FM,
24 hours a day.
This is BBC London.
I think we're on the radio, are we?
Oh my goodness, not yet.
Yeah, listen to the music. The music's nice. We can just play this for an hour, Phoenix. I don't care.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Hello, I've got to read this. They've given me something to read. Hang on. Pretend it's spontaneous. Hello, I'm Ian Lee.
Oh, and I'm Sarah Beeny.
We're continuing the new sound. Listen to this music's good, isn't it? So it's good.
Terrible music.
It's terrible. Yeah, this is from the woman who likes. What music do you like?
Well. Oh. Very good music.
Hi, I'm Sarah Beeny. I really like Katie Melua. She's my favourite of all
the
bland.
She's very good.
We'll discuss your music a little bit later on because it's rubbish. We're continuing the new sound for Sunday evenings on BBC London 94.9 FM. Now, if you've tuned in and going, well, who's Ian Lee and who's Sarah Beeny? Where's Norman Jay? We want Norman Jay. Well, you can't listen to him. His show. Oh, this is so complicated. They've split BBC London, basically. So we're on the FM, and he's on BBC London on digital radio, on the website at bbc.co.uk/London, or on the satellite channel 152. That's where Norman Jay is, ladies and gentlemen, if you want him.
But we're here.
Yeah, and why would you want to listen? Well, Norman Jay's over there, actually. Let's be very polite about him. He is very good. Now, we're here till... When are we here till 8 o'clock, I think?
Yeah, ages and ages.
And you...
You lucky things.
You lucky you. Things. Well, but you can call in and talk to us, you see. That's the beauty of the show this evening. Shall we give out... Well, let's tell them why we're here, because we're here to solve their relationship problems.
We are, actually. So if you have got a relationship problem, I suspect that Ian certainly could help. If not, I'll have a go. Because he looks a bit of an expert to me, I think.
But what qualifies you...
relationships. Great deal, apart from happening to have an extremely successful dating site called My Single Friend. Oh my word, I can't believe you got that theme tune.
Every time you mention your flipping website, Beeny, then we're going to have a... Can you do the eye thing you do. When it's going... Right, so you've just told some idiots that their house isn't going to make any money, then it's time to go to the adverts and you go...
Was that it?
That's it. There are millions of people out there who've never seen
Property Ladder
or any of the TV rubbish I've done, so they don't know what we're talking about.
So in which case, we're just two people who they got in to talk for a couple of hours.
Oh, it's song finishing. Now, you can't say that's not good. I heard that on... I saw them on an underground in Paris.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's true. So it's very continental, and so we'll be playing more of that probably. Now, so, OK, we're going to seriously help with relationship problems.
We are.
Because you run a website for losers.
And No.
Is that not correct?
No, that may be what you think, but actually, the people on our website are very cool. Yeah. Actually, the thing is that our website's really designed for people who have single friends, rather than if you're single. It was designed for me to meddle around in other people's love lives.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is that if you want to meddle around in your friends' love lives, then I suggest that you call in tonight, because I think
on
that...
On what number?
On...
Come on, this is sounding awful, isn't it?
224-2000.
That's 0207-224-2000.
So you can call in and then you can help with other people's problems.
Now, the thing is, if we don't get any phone calls, then we are in very, very serious trouble, because it's literally 2 hours of two ridiculously overpaid people. I assume you're getting the £1,000 for this gig, aren't you?
That's outrageous.
Speak to your agent. Otherwise, it's two ridiculously well-paid people just talking nonsense for 2 hours. So do call in.
Which actually could be interesting in itself, but if you're bored of it, then call in.
Yeah. Are you any good, though, at sorting out your friends' problems, though? Do they? Is it all like, our marriage is falling apart, he's a drunk, and I'm an infomaniac, Sarah Beeny will sort it out for us. Is that how it works?
Generally not, no, because I'm not actually that good at the advice.
Oh.
But I'm quite good at introducing people.
Oh, really?
It's just they don't always like each other. It's much better that they choose each other. In fact, to be honest, most of my friends who I have introduced to each other, sadly, they don't speak anymore. Which is not great.
Well, if you want any help from us, then 0207 224 2000. Now, I've got another theory as well that people can call in and verify this. I think that every man in the world has been out with a Sarah. Everyone has been out with a Sarah. And the Sarah... Well, there's two things about Sarahs. No disrespect. They always hold a very special place in your heart. Sarah I went out with her for 18 months. Very nice. It holds a special place in my heart. Oh. And Sarahs are a little bit dirty. Now, it's tea time on a Sunday.
Well,
I'm so
washed.
You, yes. Let's not get carried away because we have young ears listening, but they are memorable. They are memorable. I'm not.
Wow. Well, I was certainly named the wrong name then. Oh. But but golly, well, that would be interesting. I have to say there are a lot of Sarahs around, aren't there?
But they're all generally quite nice.
Yeah, and it's one of those funny names, isn't it? Yeah. That although there's a lot of Sarahs around, this sort of doesn't really say a lot about you with Sarah. Or maybe it does. Maybe people think it says a lot about you being called Sarah.
It's a slightly bland name, let's be honest.
But you mean it doesn't say a lot, as in it's dull?
It's a little bit dull. But then my name's Ian Lee, right? I've got five vowels out of seven letters.
Yeah.
That's not
You'd
good.
You'd win in Hangman, wouldn't you?
I was playing Hangman the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Well, I don't know. You know when you... We'll talk about Wiggins about in a minute. You know when you're drawing the hangman, how many bits are there of the hangman? There's the base...
I'd have to draw it. I think there's about eight.
Beanie, get drawing the hangman for us.
Oh,
right.
Quick, okay.
If you want to call up 0207 224 2000, you can text in, but I can't be bothered with them. You can email, though, to yourlondon@bbc.co.uk.
Excellent. So so then we could find out whether everybody also has been out with a Sarah. But yeah. I also want to know what the equivalent man would be. Because there isn't a name like Sarah, is there, for a man?
Is it Daryl?
No.
I don't know anyone called... Is there anyone actually called Daryl?
Yes, I've met a Daryl who's very nice.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Is he gay?
Well, yes, actually.
Of course he was. I don't want to read anything into it, but it's...
Would it be John, do you think? No. But everyone hasn't been out with a John, have they?
I don't think... I've never met... Oh, no, I have met a John, actually.
Oh, I see.
Well, okay, let's find out.
Anyway, the hangman, by the way.
Yes.
Going back to that, there are six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm. We've drawn seven there, and you've not even drawn his body. So that's...
No, well, you don't include the body. Of course
you include the body. Okay, well, let's just reset what we've asked for so far. Then we'll play a record, shall we? So, relationship problems.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any calls on that, are we?
No, we could help.
Okay, well, we can help, yeah. Can anyone who's not been out with a Sarah call in? Or if you want to reminisce about your favourite Sarah that you've been with. When I say been with, I mean it in a generous term. How many lines are there when you do the hangman?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
And what's the male equivalent of a Sarah?
Yeah.
Now, you can request songs as well if you want. 0207 224 2000. Look, the phones have gone. Then no one's phoning in. Right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a record. Now, what button do I press to play a record? Do we know the red one. Here we go. We click on here. Look at this. Thank you very much. And here we go. It's Stevie Wonder and Superstition. Oh, it's doing the DJ bit. That's good, isn't it? It's Stevie Wonder, Superstition. I've never been a proper DJ. You've never done the DJing, have you?
No.
I'm bored of him. Let's get rid of him now. I'm bored of him. He's all right, Stevie Wonder. He's a little bit, you know, he's great. He's all right. Right, fine. So, we're going to go to the travel now with Billy Reeves.
Thanks, Ian Lee. First of all, DJing never crashed the vocals. M1 southbound, Hertfordshire. We've got a lane out still between Junction 9 and Junction 8. So, as you're heading back into town, Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. Next travel, 6:30.
You're listening to London's radio station.
BBC London Breakfast with Joanne Good.
BBC London 94.9.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's exciting. Oh, now listen, you're like this, Sarah, because on tomorrow's breakfast show here on BBC's London 94.9, Joe Good talks to broadcaster and TV's property queen, Kirsty Allsop. All from six. Kirsty Allsop, the lady with the boots and the porcine face. Seriously, what are your views on Kirsty Allsop?
I think she's extremely nice.
No, you don't. You hate her.
That is not true. I think she's a poppet.
I'm keen to, after the show tonight, go to the boozer over the road, get tanked up, then let's go and put dog poo through her letterbox. Let's go and do that. That'll learn her.
That would be so mean.
I feel sorry. Who's the guy does it? Philip? Tony?
Phil.
Phil.
Phil
he's
Spencer.
Nice. He doesn't get the work because he's not as glamorous as her. He doesn't get the spin-off work.
Well, he could wear a wig, couldn't he, to look her?
I'd like to see Phil. Yeah. What's his name? Phil Spencer?
Yeah, yeah.
In the wig. Yeah. Now, okay, listen, sorry. It's Ian Lee and Sarah Beeny. You got a cup of tea there, love?
I'm all right, thanks, Jack. Yep.
Well done. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sort out...
I know your name's Ian, by the way, not Jack. It wasn't a mistake.
Well, thank you. We're going to sort out your relationship problems.
Yeah.
Try not to slurp on the radio. That's just...
That's quite rude, isn't it?
That's just bad manners. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, right. Well, we've got a caller who wants some help with the relationship. You can call in, by the way, 0207-224-2000. It's Mona Brown. Now, Mona Brown, you wish to remain anonymous, don't you?
I do, yes. Can you scramble my voice?
It's too late for that now.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. You should have requested the voice scrambler before. While you're talking, Mona Brown, I'm going to find some an appropriate piece of music to play underneath you.
Oh, good.
Well, but carry on talking.
You have a Mona Brown, yeah? I guess. Otherwise, I'm assuming you have him on
it. It might just be a clever name.
It could be. It could be. It could throw people off the scent. No one will ever know who you were.
Get to the point of what your problem is, mate. Sorry, I just feel we could be here all day. Otherwise, he's flirting with you, Sarah. You can't tell it.
Go on.
Well, you're doing a relationship problems, are you?
Yeah.
Well, my problem is I haven't got a relationship. How can you help?
God.
Oh gosh. Well, that's sort of fundamental to having a relationship problem is having a relationship, really. So you do need to have one. I would advise going on a fantastic, fantastic website called mysinglefriend.com.
Don't keep banging on about the
website. No, I'm not going to, actually.
Website,
I'm not going
sakes.
To mention it again. But tell me, have you been in relationships before?
Oh, yes.
So do you think you just need to get out there a bit more? Do you really want a relationship?
One day, yes.
You don't sound that bothered, does he, really?
So you don't actually want a relationship, but...
I don't want all the effort that goes into it.
What effort do you think goes into it, Monobrow?
All the chasing and all the...
Chasing? What are you, some kind of criminal? What do you mean chasing?
I
have to hunt them. The brow isn't very attractive, is it?
I think if you chase people, that might be what's putting them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if you should let them come to you a bit more, maybe.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Monobrow, have you ever been out with a Sarah?
A Sarah? I don't think I have, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to cut you off.
Is that an offer?
I'm going to cut you off. Is that all right?
Well,
yeah, he's gone. Oh. He was boring me. He was boring me.
So mean. I was about to get to the bottom of his relationship.
Well, for losers like that out there, what would be the answer?
I think you need to get out there. I mean, he's clearly not a loser. Monobrow's not a loser. He's a nice man.
He's got a monobrow.
I think he needs to do some eyebrow waxing. And I think, which is actually fine now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's completely fine
acceptable.
In London.
Yes.
And
metrosexual, I believe, is the phrase.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's extremely attractive now to be groomed as a man. And I do a bit of waxing.
Oh, now, speaking of the grooming, as you may have noticed, I'm growing a beard.
Well, I've got to say, it's very handsome.
Girls sexy? Really?
Well, no, let's be honest, beards aren't great. Are they?
Really?
But on you, it's fabulous. But on
it looks
normally.
Better than you'd imagine, doesn't it? If I'd have seen you a couple of weeks ago and said, "Sir, I'm going to grow a beard," you'd have gone, "Ooh." But it looks better than you'd think.
It's not that long yet, though, is it, really?
Well, no, it's taken a while.
My brother's got a huge beard, a great big, huge, pointy one, and I shaved it off once. Well, actually, I didn't. I shaved a bit of it off, which meant, of course, he had to shave the rest off, which was a great relief for everyone.
I would never let anyone... I was supposed to do some filming for some rubbish show where they were going to get a cutthroat razor man to shave me. And I just thought, I sat there, I thought, actually, I don't want another man touching my face. Not, in any kind of repressed way. I just don't trust a man blading my face.
It's the sharpness of the blade, that's so scary.
I'm tempted to go for the moustache.
I don't know, you see, I have a thing. My husband, he grows quite a lot of facial hair, and then he slowly...
So do you, by the looks. I'm joking! For goodness sakes!
Thank you.
Yes.
I did shave earlier. And he takes it off in sort of stages. Every time he shaves, he kind of leaves it for a week, and then he shaves bits of it off in different patches.
He has fun with his facial hair.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's some way to amuse us, really. It's good. So I would recommend that. I would recommend
taking chunks off
your hair off on the stages. Okay. I think a moustache should look quite good on you.
I don't know anybody that looks good with a moustache, though.
However,
cool.
True. I'm all tangled up here. They're like a slug, aren't they, on your top lip?
They are. Okay, well, if we can compile a list of people who look good with moustaches.
That would be good. And is anyone out there really think that a moustache is a You know, actually, we want to know from women, don't we, really? Yeah. Do women think... Are there any women who like moustaches?
I used to know a woman who shaved. Genuinely shaved woman. Can you believe that? Her face. Unbelievable.
That's
anyway,
0207-224-2000.
I believe we've got Hugo in the Chigwell. Hello, Hugo.
Hello.
Hello, Hugo.
Is Sarah there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Be careful, Sarah. He sounds like a pervert.
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I've got a problem.
Yeah.
Tell me what it is.
Oh,
I've got a problem. Is that I've met this lady, Svetlana, and she's asking me to send her money to Western Union in Russia, and I'm not sure whether I should or not.
Right.
Bearing in mind that a fiver over here buys you a lot more in Russia than it does here, so it might be a worthwhile transaction.
Right.
Right. And you met her online, did you?
Of course. That's where I meet all my ladies.
Right.
Hey, Hugo, you're wondering, how much is she asking for?
I don't know. Wait, 1,000 rubles.
Okay, well, that's next. That's pennies these days. I think it's got to be worth sending the money over there, hasn't it? And
do you think?
Well, chancing your arm.
Well, I think so.
Yes.
She can buy a webcam with it.
Yes. Well, oh, God.
Oh, gosh. I have to say... My serious head says no.
I'll take your advice on board because, you know, I am an avid follower of your TV show.
Oh, well, thanks very much for watching that. I have
Homes
to be
Under
honest.
The Hammer, isn't it?
That's the one. That's the
excellent.
One. Yeah, excellent. I love it. Yeah, I think quite honestly, you'd be a right old plonker for sending it, really.
Hugo, it's a pleasure to talk to you. We have to go because we play records here and stuff. Now, someone... Do we have the person who called in for this? This is anyone there on line two? Hello, line two. There's no one there. Oh, in that case, no, it's too late. It's too late. Someone phoned in and requested a song. Oh, it's Richard!
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hey, Richard, how's it going, man?
Okay.
Yeah. What do you reckon to me and Sarah Beanie as a team? It's good, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, I can't... You know, I was apprehensive when I saw the pairing, yeah. But...
Could you do me a favour and sound, I don't know, enthusiastic or something?
Just say we're fab.
I'm always enthusiastic. Okay. I'm Mr. Enthusiastic.
Okay. You've called in for a song request. It's like being a proper DJ.
I actually emailed with two songs. I don't know if that's allowed.
Which... Tell me what two you've emailed.
First one was The Monkees and Daydream Believer.
Yeah, what was the second one?
The second one was Phil Collins in the Air Tonight.
Oh, get lost. We'll have the monkey, shall we?
Yeah. 7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide. Yes, the monkeys. I had a wee next to Davy Jones once. Absolutely true.
Amazing.
Absolutely true. It is amazing. It's one of those situations. He was in a urinal. He was at a urinal.
And you were too.
Well, there was a gap, then there was another man. Now, the rules of gentlemen's toilets... You never go next to another man in the toilet.
Yeah.
You never do it.
I've heard that.
But I did, because it was a monkey. you know, you've got to go and... I've got to be careful.
I'm slightly shocked.
You've got to be careful, because it's a Sunday, so it's the day of Jesus, there are kids listening, so I can't, you know... I don't want to talk about a monkey's dinkle. Now, if you want to call in, we're disappointed that the calls we've had requesting Sarah Beanie's excellent advice.
Yeah, I think people don't realise that I actually can give very good.
And it doesn't help me laughing every time you say that, does it? That brings it down.
No, I think that lowers the tone.
A peg or two.
Of the fact that I think, you know, if you want to chat over some problems.
Yes.
We can be here.
0207-224-2000. That's what we're genuinely doing. We have other things as well. But now it's time to get the news with Jenny Barsby.
On 94.9 FM. BBC London.
Cleveland police start to question Anne Darwin, whose husband John reappeared 5 years after he apparently died at sea in a canoe accident. So, summary, I'll have a full update at 7.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
Coming back into London on the M1, you're going to get stuck through the roadworks. We're doing travel every 15 minutes during Lee and Beanie. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. Next update, 2:15.
That Billy Reeves is going to get a good slap later on. I'm after the show tonight, I'm well up for getting tanked up. I don't even drink. Who's the woman? The woman, the Kirsty Allsop, Billy Reeves... Let's compile a list of people that we're just going to get after the show. I'm in that kind of mood. anyway, BBC London 94.9, you're listening to Ian Lee and Sarah Beanie. We're guest presenting here.
We are, yes. Which is very exciting, I have to say.
Who did it last week? I hope we're better than them. I hope we're better.
Maybe you should ring in if you think that we're better than last week. No. But don't ring in if you think we're worse.
What they'll do is they'll phone up, they'll lie to Alice out there, say, oh, yeah, I want to tell them they're really good. And then come on, you're rubbish, you two!
So don't ring in at all, actually.
We'd go home and cry. There's nothing worse than crying on a Sunday night.
Wouldn't it? We have had a text message, though, here.
Oh, yeah. I've got to say where Norman Jay is, sorry.
Oh, yes,
because everyone's tuning in. Oh, Norman Jay. Norman Jay? Well, he's on digital radio, so go to BBC London on the DAB or at bbc.co.uk/London and satellite channel 152. Now, if you haven't got those, you have to listen to this nonsense.
A text, Sarah Beanie. We've been talking about beards and whether they are a good thing on a man.
Yes.
They're not so good on a woman, but on a man, are they a good thing? And we've had a text from Angelo, who's asking, can you have a beard without a tash? Well, you obviously can, but it's very strange.
It's weird, and anyone who does it, I'm suspicious. My friend could only grow a beard. His top lip wouldn't grow hair.
Really?
Yeah, and it looked odd.
It does look slightly strange, I think. I probably wouldn't recommend it as a fashion.
Who are the people that live in the 18th century? You know the old-fashioned people?
The Amish.
They actually live in the 18th century with straw and chewing on straw and driving carts.
Which is quite appealing until you realise you can't put the dishwasher on.
No dishwasher. Mm. No location, my favourite programme. No Xbox 360. There's nothing going on, you know, and it'd just be very dull.
It would be difficult, yeah.
Anyway, if you want to call in about moustaches...
Yes.
We want to compile a list. I can't think of anyone who looks good with a moustache.
Magnum.
You say Magnum, but I don't know if he does.
Oh, yes, he was lovely. He was, I think, the first person I was in love with was Magnum.
He's dead now, it's very sad.
Yeah, him and my maths teacher.
0207-224-2000, moustaches, beards, and... have we got a call about a beard? Hang on, it's Tarek in the East Ham. Hello, Tarek.
Oh, hello, good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
You must be drooling. Is Sarah all right there? someone needs to protect her.
What? What are you saying? Whatever you're referring to, that didn't go to court, so you... I'm an innocent man.
No, I'm a young single black man in London, aren't I?
Hey.
right, and? Tarek, can you believe it? BBC London? Come on. This is proper. It's the BBC.
Yeah, we've arrived.
We've arrived. We've made it. The British Broadcasting Company Corporation. Well, anyway, Tarek, you've called in for a reason. What is it, please?
Yeah, I've started to grow a beard over the last 6 months.
Well done.
Is it a bushy one?
Well, it's a weird one. I don't know what if it's bushy. It? Yeah, because... I've got, like, beard and some patches, especially, like, right on my chin.
Yeah.
Like a finger width. No hair grows there.
A finger width. I've got gaps. How old are you, Tarek?
27.
Yeah, you're still a boy. You're still a boy.
Do you think in years to come it'll fill in that bit?
No, I don't think so. I've been shaving just so it grows, but...
You can get a magic marker. And just colour in the holes.
Or get a chest wig, and you could cut a little piece off and glue it on the gap.
Do you have a hairy chest, Tarek?
No, I've got, like, if I can say the word, you know...
Not if it's rude.
Something fluff on my chest. It looks like that.
I think it's a non-fluff.
I think
even on BBC, despite everything that's happened recently, I think we can still say that, but not too many times.
So you've got some fluff on your chest. Do you know what I think I'd do? I think I'd shave it off and start again in a few years.
People shave their... Men...
Not the chest.
Oh, OK.
They leave the chest.
OK.
I think, to be honest, I think that hair on the chest for a man is a good thing.
Yeah. Is it... Do you like running your fingers through it?
No.
No, not you, Tarek. I'm talking to Sarah Beanie off the telly. Sarah, do you like running your fingers through a gentleman's chest hair?
Well, gosh, that's far too rude. I don't know what you're talking about, no. Because you'd have to take their clothes off first.
All right, calm down, love.
Tarek, quick question, Sarah.
Yeah, go on then.
If you got a slightly wonky eye? I heard some fella say that once. I forgot who he was, actually.
Have you got a slightly wonky eye?
Well, that's very sweet of you to be so concerned, but... No, I haven't, actually.
Tarek, thank you for that. I must admit, though, I find... We'll play a record in a minute. I find a slightly wonky eye on a lady very attractive.
Aww.
Slight imperfections, like a slightly wonky eye, a slightly sort of hooked nose.
Bulbous nose.
Not bulbous, not like a fat old man. But do you know what I mean? Those things...
Yeah. I do have a lump on my lip.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Oh.
Where is that from?
That's from a car crash that I had.
Oh, God,
and
no
people,
jokes there.
You know, very often people say, oh, gosh, you've got a bit of a... You know, cold sore on your lip. And I think, no, it's been there for ages.
I'll ask you the personal question. What the hell not?
Go on. on then.
How can a car crash mean you get a lump on your lip?
It's a scar. Do you know what happens when you scar your lip? Is that you get a lump on the inside because I bit through my lip because I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Well, there we go. Well, it's
so it was my just desserts.
No jokes there, but we found out a little bit more about you. Are you pregnant again at the moment?
Well, I don't know.
Always, always having a baby. About seven you've got now, is it, I'm guessing?
I'm on my 17th, yeah.
Okay. 020, what is the number here? I nearly gave my home number then. Wouldn't that have been bad? 027 224 2000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, we're talking about beards, and I'm being a proper DJ. I'm going to talk up to the vocals. Let's see if I can do it. Beards, relationships, moustaches, people called Sarah, and yeah, that'll do. I just want you close. I'm trying to do a way of not being like a DJ, and I just went, and that's Alicia Keys there, and a new single.
I think it sounds good.
It's the DJ tone.
You do it.
Yeah. Go on. Look, the music's still playing. Hang on. Go on, you do it.
Okay. And that was Alicia Keys. No one.
that just sounds like a pervert. That just sounds wrong. That's not good at all. That's absolutely terrible. Right. Ian Lee, Sarah Beeny here till 8 o'clock. We'll be back again. It's not gone very well. Don't matter. I think you have to be honest in these things, you know.
Well, there's probably a lot of people out there thinking, crikey, they're fabulous. Okay, there probably isn't. But
let's ask.
Dad might be out there listening. He probably doesn't mind.
If Beeny's dad is listening.
Actually, he's not in London.
Oh, where is he?
Won't be listening. He's in Sussex.
Oh, we should just give him a call anyway. Yeah. Gary, do you think it's sounding all right, Gary?
It's going okay so far.
It's going okay so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, no, I think it's different. It's good.
Okay. It does say here that you've got some advice. Is that some advice for us, or are you looking for advice?
If I had the advice for you two, crikey.
Well, I was hoping you might.
Well, no, I need some advice.
Oh, great. Okay.
We can
okay.
do it. We're there. This is it.
We're ready.
This is the gig. Come on.
Okay. I'm ready on this good evening to get into it.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Right. I have a beard. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of luck with the ladies.
Okay.
Maybe, should I get rid of the beard?
Well.
Do you think that's going to help?
How big is the beard?
It can get a little. It's not ZZ Top.
Do you?
It can get a little. And it's a little red.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But the red isn't a problem.
Well, hang on. Is your head hair like sort of normal colour?
Yeah, my head hair's brown.
He's got ginger beard.
Well, no, it's kind of reddish, not ginger.
But that's so strange, isn't it? I've always wondered how that can happen. My brother-in-law has the same. Very strange.
Is it a problem for the... Do they look at a beard and go, no?
I have to be honest. I think when it moves from can't be bothered to shave, so you're a bit lazy, into full-on beard, I sort of think probably... Well, you've tried it with a beard, so why don't you take the beard off and see? I think,
I did try without a beard before, but...
And
know.
Any luck?
Not so much. No.
Can I ask you a question, Gary?
Of course.
Could it be that you're hideously ugly? It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
I know it's not because he's got a lovely voice. You couldn't be.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
So I reckon it's because you don't get out there enough. You need to get out there and... Yeah. And there's so many ladies who I'm sure would like you very much.
Thank you.
I think you should take the beard off, or at least take it down a bit.
Mm.
I think as soon as you when you're drinking, you know, a pint of bitter or something, and then you have to nip your moustache, sort of the tongue comes out like a cat either side. I think that's not terribly.
As I was gonna say, it's not quite ZZ Top. It's not quite Jack Bauer in 24 either when he had his beard. It's not quite like that big.
Okay.
But it's not. Craig David styled either.
Let's do it, Craig David.
Yeah, let's do it. Gary, thank you for that. Yeah. Look, very quick before we go to the travel, goatee?
Oh, yeah, that's quite good, but not too preened.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have more of this nonsense after the travel news now with Billy Reeves.
Cheers, Ian. M1 southbound, lane out because of an accident through the roadworks. We're doing travel every 15 minutes during the fabulous Beeny and Lee radio show. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. So the next update just before 7.
You're listening to London's radio station.
In 2008, your girlfriend just might surprise you and propose. Well, it is a leap year. Your team could finally win a game, even if it is on penalties. But on day one of the new year, remember where you are. You're in London! An And at 12 noon, the annual New Year's Day parade brings 10,000 performers, including cheerleaders, brass bands and dancers, to the heart of London. It's free to watch. It passes Big Ben, Parliament Square, Whitehall, Trafalgar Square, Pall Mall, Regent Street, Piccadilly Circus and Piccadilly. For more details, go to londonparade.co.uk. The 22nd annual New Year's Day parade, 12 noon, January the 1st.
We just come out of it like that, do we? There's no stab or anything. Let's do a stab. Hang on a second. We can do this. Let's make it a little bit more professional than that. There we go. Now,
hello.
Yes, you can find out more. Oh, hang on, the New Year's parade. This is a badly written thing. There's a New Year's parade, and you can find out more about this fantastic free to watch family event, plus information on grandstand seats as well as festival concerts at St John Smith Square by going to www.londonparade.co.uk. I think we've sold that well, haven't we?
Excellent.
Have you got smints?
I'm going to go. I've got smints. Don't panic.
Get the smints out. let's have some soft rock while we're doing the smints. Now, 0207-224-2000. We're sorting out relationships. You've got some written relationship problems in front of you.
I do. And this is odd relationship problems that I've found in some publications.
£100 if you can guess what this song is in the first 10 seconds. Come on. Think. This isn't for the listener, by the way. It's not a competition for the listener. Do you know what this is?
Oh, yes, but I can't think what it is. Sorry.
Well, no, the money's dropped down to £50.
Okay, £50.
It's dropped down to £40.
Oh, do you know what? I want to give up now.
Oh, well, that's no fun. That's not a fun competition, is it?
It's definitely not Jolene, is it?
Oh, we'll have a bit of Jolene in a minute, shall we?
Oh, lovely.
It's Living on a Prayer. She was on telly the other day, Dolly Parton. She looks rough as.
Oh,
as
how
rough
dare
as.
You? How
awful.
Dare you? That is so horrible.
Fair play, she's got to be knocking 70, but.
She looks amazing. I bet. No. Do you have a granny who's 70?
No, my grandmother's dead, Sarah. I don't think that's sorry. Appropriate to bring that up at all.
I'm terribly sorry.
Now, yes, you've got the problems there.
I have got the problems here. And this is a particularly good one, which I'm really interested by, because I'm very confused by why someone actually. Well, obviously, someone's very upset about this.
Okay.
It says, my husband and I recently separated mainly because I gave him an ultimatum. Me or the dog. That's the pet dog,
okay,
by the way. He chose the dogs.
Oh.
I miss him desperately and would consider going back, but he says no one is more important to him than his dogs.
Well,
I said, surely I mean more to you than your dogs? And he replied, no, why should you? Am I the one with the problem?
Well, do you want to go first or shall I go first? Because I can see the flaw in this thing.
I think you should.
She's a cow. No,
do you think?
No woman should say, do you know what, it's me or it's the animals. Because the animals are. But my cat, Velvet, I didn't name her, got her from a rescue place. Didn't call her. That's a silly name. But if it became between me and the cat or me and my girlfriend, Fandango, that's her name. She's London's only female town crier, isn't it? We should get her in. No, we shouldn't. If it became between her or the cat would win every single time.
Oh, so you love your animal.
I love my Velvet. What's your answer to that problem?
Well, I sort of think that, you know, if you're having to ask the question, look, it's me or the dog.
Yeah.
I think it might be over anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think if you've got a husband who spends more time with their dog than you and talking to the dog than you, probably I'd look elsewhere.
Dogs are filthy, though, aren't they?
They're a bit smelly. Yeah, well, it depends what dog it is. And maybe she should be more insulted, depending on the type of dog.
Yeah. I think if it was like a chihuahua, then I would be well annoyed.
Do you think?
Hey, I need to. I'm going away next week.
Oh, where to?
New York City. It's in America.
Lovely.
Have you heard of the Maury Povich show?
No.
It's like a sort of sub Jerry Springer.
Oh, how fantastic.
I'm going to go and sit in the audience of that and just watch people get DNA tested and lie detector results.
Oh, my goodness,
and boom.
How amazing.
But I have to. We've got to leave the cat. And we've got a cat feeder that will last for 5 days.
You can't leave the cat.
Well, I'm not taking her with me. I can't take it to New York.
You can't leave them with those. You mean those pop-up ones?
There was a hotel in New York, and it said you can bring cats with you. Imagine taking a cat to a hotel. A dog you can sort of understand, but a cat.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a thing where it turns around. So it's got five meals in there, so that's fine. But it means that for 3 days, she's not going to have any food. So I need to ask the people downstairs if they'll come and do it. But I don't know them well enough. Do you see my dilemma? I don't know them well enough to go and ask them to look after my cat.
Now, you see, I think that if you go to your I'm not going to give you sensible advice on this.
Why? It's a sensible problem.
Shall I give you very sensible, practical advice?
Make great radio.
Go to your vet and ask them if they know of a cat feeder, because most vets, the veterinary nurse, will feed your cat for quite a high fee.
Whoa, you're saying I can get a nurse around my flat to feed my cat?
That is right.
Is that true?
Yeah, they run cat feeding services.
Well...
Yeah.
Flippin' heck.
There we are, you see.
We've got a phone call. It's, let's go to the line. It's Christopher in West Wickham. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great.
Okay.
Nice to see you back on the radio.
All right, calm down. It's nice to hear Sarah Beeny not mention her flipping website for 20 minutes, isn't it? How come everyone's sounding really unenthusiastic this evening?
It's Sunday night blues, isn't it? Are you unenthusiastic, Christopher, or are you feeling happy tonight?
I'm feeling quite happy.
Hey, excellent.
Why are you feeling so happy? What's happening? You got a hot date with a lady?
Well, no, because you're back on the radio.
This is the good times. It's only one night, though. It's the last time this year.
And it won't last long.
Although it feels like it. What can we do for you, Christopher?
I was wondering what you thought on the long-distance relationships. As you know, I go to Tenerife a lot. And, you know, what if I like a girl there?
Never works.
It's not like to last long term, is it? Mind you, occasionally they do, but yeah, I know.
So your advice, Sam, is I'm not sure.
No, I think you need to move to Tenerife if it's going to ever last long term. That would be my advice.
Is that a possibility, Christopher?
Oh, it certainly is, yeah.
Oh, well, then I think it sounds brilliant. Can we come to the wedding?
Hey, I'm going to play a game, okay? Not Mrs., but another life. Christopher used to phone me up quite a bit. Guess how old he is from his voice. Just guess. Go on.
Here we go.
42.
Tell her! Tell her how old you are!
Oh, dear. 17.
17 years old! He's a boy! Thank you, Christopher.
You're joking.
17 years old!
He's 17? You should get a girlfriend in this country. You don't need to go all the way to Tenerife.
It's the Barnsworth impersonator.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, hello, Barnsworth impersonator.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes.
I'd like to dedicate a song to someone. Would you play it for me, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what would you like?
I would like Come on, Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Yes.
And I'd like to dedicate it to Aisling from Big Brother.
Yes.
Whose name is actually spelled Eileen. And that she must get over herself and accept that she was named after an old lady.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Can we go home an hour early, please? Because this just isn't working. Weddings. It's weddings, isn't it? That's what that song is, weddings.
Yes.
Hey, good they are, dressed like gypsies. Good band. They did. That was the act.
I did that. I think it spices things up or brings it crashing down one way or another.
One way or the other. You can't go wrong. It's Ian Lee and Sarah Beeny. Do you mind me saying your name?
No, I like you saying my name. That's fine.
When we come back from the news and travel, you can say your name and my name.
Gosh.
You fancy that?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wicked. Right, it's the travel and the news now. Here we go.
As you're coming back into town on the M1, you're going to get held up through the roadwork. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. Next update, 9:15.
BBC London on 94.9 FM.
The Sony award-winning station for breaking news.
This is BBC London.
With the 7 o'clock news, I'm Jenny Barsby. The wife of the man who reappeared 5 years after he was thought to have died at sea in a canoeing accident is being held by police on suspicion of fraud. London's weather mostly cloudy with some outbreaks of rain tonight. Much of that rain should be light, though. Feeling cold with a low of 4 Celsius, that's 39 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain gradually dying out during the afternoon. Feeling cold again, a high of 8, that's 46. Currently in central London, it's 7 degrees. BBC London 94.9, it's 6 minutes past 7.
On 94.9 FM,
24 hours a day.
This is BBC London.
Yes. Do you want to? Oh, you can do the talky bit now if you want.
Oh yes.
Go on. You've got one, haven't you?
I've got one. Right. So, hello. I was going to say I'm Ian Lee.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Ian Lee. Actually, that's not true. I'm Sarah Beeny.
You sounded so jolly then. Hello.
Hello there. Yes, I'm Sarah Beeny, and that's Ian Lee over there. And and we're here today instead of Norman Jay, who is on BBC London on digital radio at bbc.co.uk/London and satellite channel 152. So
I'm worried that does anybody listen? Because I don't listen to FM anymore. I only listen to the the DAB, the digital radio, and I tried to set up my FM radio in my kitchen, and I couldn't get it to work. So it could be that no one, apart from a few people in their cars, taxi drivers, are listening to us. That could be the thing.
That could be it. That could be why we won't be asked back.
Because
we're quite boring. Actually, I'd really like to ask us about DAB. Has anyone got a clock radio that doesn't have a backlight? Because clock radios that are digital shine in your face all night.
Now, it's funny you should say that, because my clock radio is very, very... It's not funny, it's not very interesting either, but I'll
no,
pick it up.
No, well, actually, it was quite
boring. My clock radio is very bright, but I've got another clock radio that was a Christmas present I bought for my sister last year, but it arrived so badly damaged that I didn't give it to her. This is so boring. But it's got it's got a dimmer switch on it, Sarah. It's got a dimmer switch. Now, speaking of gadgets, you're the property woman, right?
I'm the property woman, yes.
When I mentioned to you the other day, I was thinking about getting a heated mirror in my bathroom. You'd never heard of it. And you went, oh, heated mirror, that sounds like a good idea. Well, you should make that. You've never heard of it, though.
Well, do you know, I can't be perfect, can
I? But heated mirrors, you go into...
I should have known about heated mirrors, but I have to admit, I didn't know about heated mirrors. But they're a very good idea.
In fact, they've been around for years.
Probably everybody else has a heated mirror apart from me, don't they?
I know. I've just realised why no one's phoning in to get your advice.
Is it because it's quite boring?
No, because no one listens to your advice anyway. When you're doing that programme, which I genuinely love, you go, well, I won't try and do... And I will try to do your voice. Well, I don't think... No, I won't. So you've got like some horrible, dirty, scuzzy couple that have banked everything on this thing, that they're going to bought this property for £80,000. They want to sell it for £450,000 when the highest price similar property is £250,000. And everything is riding on it. And you say, well, I think you should knock through there. I think you should make more use of the space there. I think you should definitely have an ensuite. And they go, no, we know better. How frustrating is that?
Just, well... It's not that bad, actually. I kind of think it's their house, their problem, their money. Oh, if it was my money, I'd cry.
Why do they get you in there? Because you... I'm not being funny. You've made a living... Oh, Queen got a bit loud. You make a living... Oh, I've hit that button. You make a living out of doing that kind of stuff. They're just losers.
Yeah.
No.
They're not. They're nice, cheery people.
Cross the line.
They're my friends.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Are any of them actually your friends?
Actually, do you know they are? I like all the people who are on Proper.
Okay, you're doing that line. You do that line because you're on the radio. That's fine. You told me something different. Right, let's go through quickly what we've thrown out, because no one has picked any of these up.
No.
Okay, so we're giving advice. We'll do one of those again in a minute. You've got one in front of you.
Yeah, no, I have. I've got some problems here that people have written in with their problems. And actually, I think if anyone out there is listening and has any advice for any of these people, that would be good to know, because they definitely need some advice.
We'll do one of those in a minute. Let's do one of those in a minute. Because we've also got... Has anyone not been out with a Sarah? No one's called in with that. Because everyone has been with a Sarah.
That is right. So you were right.
Everyone has been with a Sarah.
But we still don't know what the male equivalent to a Sarah is.
Is it like a Simon? Simon's...
Simon. It might be a Simon, actually.
I think it could be a Simon. You've been with a Simon? Yeah.
I have... My first boyfriend was a Simon.
There we go. And you've got a little 14. Smile on your face there.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
First loves. aren't they painful? So we've got that. Beards and moustaches. No ladies have called in to say that, yes, they find beards sexy. So I'm guessing that means they don't.
Actually, we could ask all sorts of other questions and find that we are definitely right about them.
Yeah, well, this is the way it's going. We're trying to compiling a list here. Hang on a second.
Okay, so also ring in if you don't think that...
Sorry, it's in the paper. There we go. Right, yes, go on.
So we need to know also if you should ring in if you don't think that we should be on every week.
Oh, no, don't. You mustn't play that game. That's a dangerous game to play, because someone will phone up and sneak on, and then they will have us crying.
Be rude to us.
Yes, yes.
Then we'd cry.
And I can't defend you, Sarah.
No.
You're on your own if it happens.
Oh, no, I'm really... Please don't ring in. Anyway, talking about beards.
0207, was it 224 2000 is the phone number. I think we have a phone call. Should we go to...
Is this about... I hope it's about beards. No, relationships.
Okay,
excellent.
Let's see.
Yes.
It's Lurkio.
Bobbins.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Lurkio. God.
Hello.
Yes.
There's no delay or nothing.
Yeah, so we'll get rid of you. Right, we're not playing... We're not playing that game. There's no delay on this station, which means people can phone... No, so we're not playing that game. What have you got there, Sarah, for us?
Yeah, right. I have got another problem.
Yes.
And this is somebody who has written in and said that she's going out with a man who was just after his divorce. He's 18 years older than her.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She felt that she wanted love and wanted to be loved, which made her feel good. 2 months on, though she started to feel he was a little bit old for her. He's got false teeth, falls asleep on the sofa during the day, and always talks
underwear.
About things in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, no!
And that she feels like they're living in two different worlds, but she likes the way he treats her.
Like a lady.
Like a lady, yes.
They did in the Victorian
Is there any future in this relationship? I think there might be some. I don't think she should be so ageist.
No.
He's probably a nice guy.
Yeah. Has he got money?
Oh.
That's what you want to ask. Has he got money? And then marry him, bump him off.
Oh, that's so awful.
I'm not in any way condoning murder.
I don't think that is very kind.
Do women? I'll be honest, men, it's always been a big thing with me and with other men, the older woman. The older woman. Is that the same for women, the older man?
No, I think it's the younger man, isn't it? Or is it the older
man? I don't know, you're a woman. I was hoping.
Well, I am, yes. But no, I think, you see, once you get... Well, you see, I'm 35 now, and the older man's getting quite old.
You what? Get out of here. Right, hang on a minute. I've got to find... we'll have this. There we go. This is a song you'll like, this one. It's...
Oh, this is my favourite.
Go on, introduce it like a DJ.
Oh, this is Dolly Parton, Jolene.
Yeah, nice one.
Jolene.
Do you want to introduce Billy Reeves? Because I think he'd like it if you did.
Oh, yes, that would be fantastic.
So you say Billy Reeves.
So here we are with Billy Reeves. You talk me through it. This is Billy Reeves.
Billy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, how do you want Sarah to introduce you?
I'd like Sarah to say, here's my good personal showbiz chum, Billy Reeves, one of my favourite ever people ever.
Here is the best in the business, Billy Reeves.
Alice, clip that and put it onto a CD. Thanks very much. Turn the bed down, for goodness sake. You know, the highlight of my career so far, meeting Sarah Beeny, the low light being threatened by Ian Lee. Right, travel, M1, southbound, slow because of an earlier accident between 11 and 8. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9, next traffic and travel, 7:30.
You're listening to London's radio station.
BBC London 94.9 has given you the chance to speak to Boris Johnson.
Boris, now that you're at the epicentre of London thought,
take me on the Vanessa show.
And Ken Livingstone.
It's only when you get to the election period and they see that the alternative could be worse.
Now it's the turn of the third main candidate for London Mayor in 2008, former Met Assistant Commissioner Brian Paddick.
And I think I am the only serious alternative to Ken.
Lib Dem's choice for Mayor joins me, Vanessa Feltz, this Monday from 9.
Nice guy. He's been there far too long. Losing touch. Time for a change.
Get your point in now at vanessa@bbc.co.uk or call on the day.
We're up and running. Policy is important, but so is personality.
Brian Paddick taking your questions with me, Vanessa Feltz, this Monday from 9.
On BBC London 94.9.
Tomorrow morning is your chance to question London mayoral candidate Brian Paddick.
Great.
He'll be with Vanessa Feltz from 9. You can put your point to him now by going to bbc.co.uk/Vanessa. I think this is a controversial thing here. I think Vanessa Feltz is quite sexy.
Do you know, she's very, very good looking. I saw her the other day and I thought,
I was stuck in a room with her once.
Were you?
Yeah. And I won't say what the conversation was about because she was being a little bit rude. Not like sexually suggestive to me.
But
she was
fun.
Asking me questions. I'll tell you off air, actually. But she had quite a short dress on and you could see a little bit of stocking top. And I was thinking...
Ian!
Oh, no, exactly. It was shocking.
I'm shocked.
Right, 0207-224-2000. Let's go to these calls first, then we'll talk about irritating people that we've encountered recently, because there's a lot of them around. Julie!
Hello!
Hello, Julie!
Hello! I've never listened to your show before. I just switched the radio on and there you were. And
we've never done it before. This is the first time.
This is our first time. So thanks for calling.
I recognise Sarah's voice because I watch Property Ladder and I just love it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Julie, do you like my favourite bit of the programme? Is a bit, you know, when she's going to the adverts?
Yeah.
And she walks up to the camera and sort of pulls a funny face and it goes... That bit's good, isn't it? she does that with the eyes. Me and my girlfriend always mimic that. She knows what I'm talking about. You're a winner there.
I think the best bit is when they all say, oh, you know, Sarah, good ideas, but I don't really want to do it your way. And then it all goes wrong and you go, ha, that's
it. They never say that to my face. They always say, yeah, to my face. And then I leave. And then they film them and say, what are you really going to do? And they go, no, we're not doing that at all.
Who was the fella? It was the fella who muffed up the church. Did you see this one, Julie? The fella that muffed up the church. And he had a Hoover in the wall.
Yeah.
Why would anyone do that?
That's ridiculous. But the other thing I wanted to say was absolutely no way. Beards, moustaches, gross. Get rid of them. Don't let anybody ever, ever have one.
Oh, my word. And what about stubble?
Stubble's fine. A bit of stubble rash never did anyone any harm.
Julie.
Well, hang on a second. Chris. Chris, turn your radio off.
It's off.
Chris, Julie is saying that men with beards should be locked up.
Oh, I'm a very sexy man with a beard. What's she on about? I'm locked up with her, maybe.
No beards are sexy. They're full of food and dribble and just yuck. Gross.
Oh, no, I've got to say, I've got a very neat chinny goat. It's not really a full-on sort of, you know...
That's acceptable, but anything that sort of, you know, can catch food or dribble or spit and just, no.
Well, you've got something to catch the dribble, really, haven't you?
No, get a bit.
Julie, if you fell in love with a man, like really in love, and he was your soulmate and your other half, and then he grew a beard, would that change things?
I'd kill him.
Wow.
I'd pull out my Kalashnikov AK-47 and blow him up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my word.
Can you grow a beard, Ian?
I'm growing. Well,
have
Sarah.
You got facial hair?
I'm growing a beard, Sarah.
We were discussing this. I think Ian's actually got stubble, not a beard.
Oh.
That is, it's not a full on beard.
You'll get little hairs under your arms first, and then you'll be able to grow a proper beard.
You see, I agree with you, Julie. I think as soon as you've got like the last three bits of the last three meals that you've had in the beard for you to lick later.
The worst one,
good.
And I had this yesterday, the worst thing, and let's not be too gross, is I've got a little bit of a cold coming, so I'm blowing my nose.
Oh, no, we so don't want to hear this.
Vitamin C, sir.
Yeah.
Zinc.
Chris, thank you very much. Julie, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
Now, irritating people. I tell you why, because I've been in London a lot this week, partly for four or five meetings with you that you cancelled. You did.
I'm really, really sorry. I just thought you were going to be around anyway. Anyway, you cancelled the meeting that I had, and I'd baked a cake.
I know.
Yeah.
At your house, though, that's odd. That's very egotistical to have a meeting at your house.
Well,
isn't it?
I didn't really. I mean, it was a suggestion I threw in.
What cake did you make?
And it was just a vanilla cake.
Did you bring any now?
No, I've eaten it all.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
But the most irritating people on London streets. I tell you this. I don't condone violence because I don't want to punch them. But you saw the people handing out the free papers. Free London Light. Free London Light, and the other one. I don't know what the other paper is.
There's only two, aren't there? Because the Metro, they don't stuff it into your hand.
No, the
you
Metro,
can
they
choose,
don't. Metro's good.
Which is nice.
You just have to wait till someone leaves it on the tube, and then you're all looking around. I'll have that.
And then it's good.
Sometimes they give out the standard free, but there's Free London Light, and there's like the London News or something.
Yeah, something like
and they're
that.
Very, very aggressive. They just kind of whack it in your chest. And I'm constantly going, no thanks, mate, I'm all right.
It's
thank
a hard
you,
sell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give my hard sell, my fist right in their face.
I do think they're quite annoying, but they're not nearly as annoying. I've got a personal pet hatred for people who stand up on the tube before the stop.
Right.
Now you've got an empty tube, three paces to the doors, and they stand up about 2 or 3 minutes before the tube stop and then fall over on you as it stops.
Well, this
and
is you, so you're saying someone fell on you today?
Yeah. And I just thought, why don't you stand up when the tube stops? There's plenty of time, it stops, then you can stand up and then the doors open, you can walk very gracefully off the tube.
In their defence slightly, sometimes you think that the station is coming up quicker, is going to be sooner than it actually is. I've done that thing where you stand up and then you get stuck in a tunnel for a little bit and you look a little bit silly because you could be there
because
for a few minutes.
Because there's that stop moment, isn't there? It slowly comes to a stop and then stops, then you stand up.
Yeah.
So, yes. Well, I'd just like to say that is my personal worst thing in the whole world.
I tell you someone who's very irritated. I can say this. Where I live in Muswell Hill, I can say this. I'm going to single out a gentleman. There's a guy who does it in North London, but he seems to be in Muswell Hill because I think all the sort of yummy mummies go and talk to him. He paints the spat out chewing gum on the floor that's been squashed. He paints it. Now it's very ornate.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. But he'll be literally lying on the high street in Muswell Hill, and he'll be painting it. And they're very good paintings. They're like tiny little miniature paintings. They're very good.
A waste.
But you think, well, you're just showing off, weird hippie man, aren't you? That's odd. And he's always got women around and go, oh, what are you doing? All your fans coming back. Nice.
Do you think that he watched Mary Poppins when he was young? Because they paint on the pavement.
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Oh, my goodness, haven't you?
Never seen Mary Poppins, never seen Sound of Music.
There's a whole world out there that you're missing.
Yeah, thanks very much. Right, if you want to call in and tell us your most irritating people in London, or just in the world, I think you can do. 0202. I've got to be so careful, I'm almost going to give up my phone number. And that would be... Maybe we will. No one's listening, so we might as well.
You can have it, Sarah.
If I gave it, would you call it?
I'll text.
Oh, yeah, send me a text. I can go to my mate. I've got a text from Sarah Bingham. 0207 224 2000. No one's really running with this relationship help?
We're no. Doing, we are offering help. I'd like to know if anyone actually, not only does have anyone who doesn't have a relationship problem, yes. but might have a friend with a relationship problem, which they'd like to offer them advice, but they can't quite do it to their face, so they'd like to do it on national radio
yes.
instead.
Local.
Well, local radio. Local radio. But it sounds better national.
It does radio. Sound better. It pays better as well. Yes.
So anyway, if you'd like to out your friend and their problem, I think you should ring in. I think it's sometimes easier to tell a third party, and you can tell us and we'll just yes. tell them.
And you can disguise your name by mm-hmm. using another name or, and also talk like that so we won't yeah. recognise your voice. We haven't got yeah. any voice scrambling equipment here.
Or
I'm
I could go all over it.
And on that bombshell. Oh, this is. Oh, they started already. We'll go. It's Wham, isn't it? Yes.
Excellent. That was great.
Oh, it's Sarah Beeny, everybody.
Hello, hi, and that's Ian Lee. And this is BBC London 94.9 FM you're listening to. And if you've tuned in expecting to hear Norman Jay, he's on BBC London on digital radio at bbc.co.uk/London and satellite channel 152. And now it's the news and travel at 7
on 94.9 FM. BBC London.
With the 7:30 headlines, I'm Jenny Barsby. And that's a summary of half a full bulletin at 8.
On 94.9 FM, this is BBC London.
Slay, if you're coming back into town on the M1. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. Next update, 2:15.
He's good, that Billy Reeves.
He's very good.
He is good.
He talks very fast.
He talks
amazing.
Fast. He says tube.
Yes.
And things
clear
like that.
Should we get enunciation?
I'm getting warmed up now. I've only got 27 minutes to go. I'm getting warmed up. I
the
am
last
getting
few minutes are going to be on fire, aren't they?
Yes. let's get some let's get some music behind us, shall we? Let's have look at this. Let's have Bat Out of Hell. You can't go wrong with
it. Yeah,
with
we like that. My father likes Bat Out of Hell.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
Bat Out of Hell. It's good.
Yeah.
Is Meatloaf, is he still alive? I thought he didn't he die?
No.
He had all his hair cut off. That was it. No, he collapsed on stage once at Wembley.
Oh, dear.
He had a heart attack, big fat man. And then he cut all his hair off. And once he cut his hair off, he just looked like a normal bloke. He didn't have any special rock powers at all.
Goodness. That's just like Samson, isn't it?
Should we do one of those problems? Because no one's phoned in with a problem. No. Well, they can get lost.
Yeah, we don't need to hear your problems. We've got our own problems here. We have got...
What? That came
out
wrong.
We've got lots of problems.
Yes.
Can we talk to you about our problems?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk to us about
your
problems.
Can someone
help us? Actually, that's not... that. These aren't actually our problems. These are someone else's problems.
Okay,
I just want to say...
Just cut to the chase.
Honestly,
you're waffling
it's
there.
Not me. I know.
You're embarrassing yourself. So they do a lot of cutting on the property ladder to cut around you.
Masses. Yeah. Do you know, days and days and days we film and they cut it down to 1 hour.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
Well, not really if you know how much drivel I talk.
Why? Don't do two stories in one episode. That's my tip.
Do you know, that's what I say.
Don't do two stories. You want to follow the story all the way through and I feel you lose a bit of it by...
Yeah, could everybody who agrees with that email Talkback that they agree?
Okay, well, I used to have a little bit of influence there. Anyway, sorry, Karen. Sorry, Beanie.
So, there's... Now, this is another story. This is someone who started seeing a guy who she really likes. And last night he texted me saying there's something really important that he had to tell her and that they need to meet face to face. And then he was going to tell her...
He's married. Is he?
I think. Maybe.
Okay, go sorry. Go
well, he said, I have to tell you face to face or you wouldn't believe me. So
he's travelled through time.
I think that might
I've been watching a lot of time travel stuff this weekend. Sorry.
That great programme. That great... It was a soap, wasn't it?
What?
Was it when he travelled through time?
Quantum Leap.
No, he went back about sort of 40, 50 years.
Oh, not with Lyndhurst?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
that's
the Good Evening Sweetheart?
Yeah.
Where he went back and pretended
feel
he'd written the beat.
Factor.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh.
Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, so when they met, he said, only joking, actually I haven't got any secrets at all. Should she believe him? I think he's a liar. I think he does have a secret.
You think he bottled out of telling her?
I think he bottled it, yeah. But the question is, what was the secret? That's what I'd like to... Well, I don't think that you'd start seeing a girl and then...
Experimenting?
Say just... Oh, he could have experimented.
Could have experimenting, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, he's a killer? I don't know.
That would be really...
I don't know. We've not given out his name,
maybe
have we?
Maybe he is a lady. That's
that can
secret.
Happen. We've all fallen for that one, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
He must have done once or twice. Well, it does sound like he bottled it. Let's be serious.
He did bottle it, yeah. Because she's not sure. He did claim that it was just a great ruse. He might have just wanted to meet her, but you know, couldn't he just say, "Should we go for beer?"
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be more likely that.
Are you good at breaking up with people?
Me.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's so long since I've broken up with someone.
Oh, you show off.
Well, no, that's only because I'm really boring. But no, not very good, really.
I always get them to hate me, so they dump me. I've never dumped a girl.
That is incredibly clever, actually, good, to do that. We wrote a book that goes with mysinglefriend.com, my dating
she's doing
site.
It again. I only apologise, BBC.
It's a fantastic book.
There's a book that goes with it. Hey, it'll be great for Christmas, I'm guessing.
Yeah, actually, if anyone wants it, I should get it on Amazon. It's a very good book. Yeah. So anyway, if you get the book, you can...
I love that. That's going to be my new ringtone.
Oh, that's great.
It's good, isn't it?
And, it's talking about dumping. And I think that the best dump, actually, is the guilt-free dump. And that is...
We're talking about dumping your partner, by the way, if you've just tuned in.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Not your best dump.
No. The best guilt... the best guilt-free dump is to actually... like someone so much that they dump you because they find you really annoying because you like them so much.
It is
the Russian roulette of being dumped, though, because you possibly might end up married to someone you hate, which could be really awful. But
from what I've been hearing, is that not the case? Have I said something wrong?
Like my husband. So you possibly could end up with, but the possibility is that they'll start finding you so annoying because you're so nice to them, they'll dump you, and you're away scot-free.
Well, thank you for that, Sarah. Excellent stuff. Should we take a call? Let's go to it's Annabelle in the Watford, Woodford. Hello, Annabelle.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, hi. How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Very well, thank you very much.
I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Oh, good, excellent.
Is it like your first time doing it? Because I haven't heard it before.
It is like our first time doing it. Our first and our only time. We're never coming back.
Why not?
Because we've only booked for 1 week.
I'm actually enjoying it.
Really?
You made it into like more.
Oh, you should ring in and tell them that.
Yeah, do, because I do need a job, so that would be fantastic. Anyway, Abba, what can we do for you?
I'm having a bit of a problem as well with like relationships, even though I'm quite young.
Okay.
How old are you, Annabelle?
13.
Okay,
that's not young, that's old.
Yeah,
that's... Well, I don't know whether 13 is too young to have a boyfriend.
Well,
good luck, Sarah. You're on your own on this one. She has a dad.
Well, I think you should talk to your mum and dad about it and see what they think. But I think I think that you perhaps could have a boyfriend, but just I'd keep it casual. You know,
yeah.
I think you could always go for a walk with them or go to the cinema with them, but don't get too heavy with
them. You're not into the smoochy-smoochy.
No, believe you me, I'm 34, I'm not into the smoochy-smoochy. It's a waste of time.
No, you don't want to do that.
It makes you feel sick.
Too right.
When you go and see a film and they're all snogging each other.
Oh, no, don't want to do that. That's what not to do.
Is your dad going out with a Sarah?
No, my dad's married to my mum.
What's
your mum called?
Sherry.
Yeah. Oh, well, then that's information.
That's a good name.
That's wrong information you've given us, Alice. You've given me wrong information.
But it's a good name, Sherry. We like Sherry.
Oh, my dad used to go out with a Sarah.
He used to go out with a Sarah.
Everybody's been out with a Sarah.
When you mention the name Sarah in front of him, does he go all misty-eyed and sort of look up to the ceiling and just go, ah?
No, he doesn't really like talk about it.
Yeah, it's the big one.
See?
It's the one that got away.
God, that's amazing, isn't it?
It's like his life from when he met my mum.
Yeah. all downhill from there. Annabelle, thank you for that.
Thanks for calling in, Annabelle.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
0207-224-2000 is the phone number for the last 20 minutes, and people can phone in and request
it. It's going to be a bit of a rush. I can feel the rush on.
Oh, here's a call. Hey, Greeky Line, how's it going?
Hello, Ian Lee. Hello, Sarah Beanie. How are you?
We're very well,
fine,
thank you.
Thank you.
Right, 0207-224-2000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Should we play a record? Where's the Bee Gees gone? What song did they sing? Oh, here we go. This is it. Should we have some Bee Gees?
Oh, we like the Bee Gees. Yes.
Okay, there we go. That was nice and smooth.
Deep is your love.
Those Bee Gees, really hard to kill. Have you ever tried to kill a Bee Gee?
No.
Seriously, have you? Oh, who's the one with the beard? Looks like a lion. Oh. Leonard? Was it Leonard? Is everyone called Leonard? Is there a Leonard Gibb?
Yes.
There isn't there?
I like the Bee Gees, though.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I've got to say, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, okay, right.
They're all lovely. Not as much as Billy, who's coming up.
Billy Reeves?
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you something about Reeves.
What?
He's on the list. I just popped out to the bathroom to relieve myself.
To paddy your nose.
Yes. And he's effing and jeffing out there. Unbelievable.
He said a swear word.
Yes, it aimed in my direction. Right, I'm not even going to give him the satisfaction of putting his fader up so that he, oh, can you see him through there?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, I didn't realise. Right, well, in that case, let's just do this, shall we?
My mother's listening, and it wasn't me anyway. Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire, the M1 as you're coming back into town. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9, next update before the Sunday night special at 8.
You're listening to London's radio station.
Hi, Tony Blackburn here. At some radio stations, they like to say, it's all about the music. But not here. Because as everyone knows, at BBC London 94.9, it's all about me. I fascinate you with stories about my sparkly jacket, my only thought of the week. And such facts like when I last took a bath. Oh, and I play some classic soul music and your selection from my terrific 20.
Tony Blackburn on London's radio station. Saturdays from midday only on BBC London 94.9.
That's right. It's the BBC, the Blackburn Broadcasting Corporation. It's all about me.
How cool is this? Should we take a call? Well, this is London, OK? We're in London, OK? Yeah. So you expect we'll get calls from London, maybe a call as far afield as Luton. How about Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States of America? It's Fat Steve, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello, Ian. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, very well. So excited to hear that we are internationally renowned.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, although you may be a bit jealous when I tell you that I'm sitting outside and it's like 80 degrees.
Are you drinking something delicious?
No, I'm smoking something delicious, but
it's smoking Benson and Hedges, of course.
Yes.
Yes, Fat Stephen.
Not to mention any brand name.
No. Smoking may be hazardous to your health. What can we do for you?
Well, I understood you were talking about relationships.
We're in the last 10 minutes of the show, the first sensible call that we've had all night.
Just joy is joy to hear. Tell us about relationships.
Well, I just wanted to brag about my good relationship. I've been together with the same woman for 16, maybe 17 years. We'll be married.
Oh, babe, that sounds great. And I'm loving you.
I think, well, that might end it. anyway, we... supposed to keep that off air. Anyway, the thing is, I think because we met when we were both like 22 years old, I think I always associate promiscuity and that sort of behavior with immaturity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've never done it?
Never done it.
So, and you're very happily married?
You're really interested, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. So you still look, but you just don't taste.
No, yeah.
What an inappropriate choice of phrase there, Sarah.
I was making it.
yeah.
It was the same as sweet shop, is what I was implying.
Let me take you to the candy shop. Do you remember that song? That was a good one.
Yeah. So anyway, so what's the key to a happy relationship? How come you're happily, you've managed to last so long?
Well, it's because we're both good, normal people and not loser, crazy morons.
Okay, so that's the first starting point, is you need to be normal.
Yes.
You reckon?
I think that's the biggest key to survival in a relationship.
Well, that's helpful to everyone to know who isn't normal. How do they be normal, though, do you reckon?
Well, you know, if there are two mentals, they could make it work together.
Two wrongs do make a right. It's a double negative. It equals out and becomes sane. Hey, Fat Steve, listen, very quickly, I'm going to New York on Wednesday. Tell me one thing I should do that nobody else does.
Well, that nobody else does.
That's good to do, not bad.
Totally avoid Times Square. It's ridiculous, rip-off, pull it for us. Oh. Unless you like people from the north of England, you know, walk around bumping into things.
I do not like people from the north of England bumming into people.
and if you want to go to the Comedy Store on Thursday night, the 14th, my friend's going to be hosting there. So
who's your friend?
Hey.
My friend Andy Pitts. It's not the Comedy Store, the Comic Strip Live.
Okay, right, I'm getting bored now.
Excellent.
I'm just going on. We have a guest. We have Valley Fontaine. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? You're right.
Very well. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
can you put in a good word with us, please, for us?
Good word to the boss.
To the boss, because Sarah doesn't need this. She does the property in that website about girls. I'll be honest, I've got nothing lined up in the new year, and
you're at work.
I've got a cat to feed and a mortgage to pay. So could you just?
It can't be that bad if you're off to New York on Wednesday.
Well, that's the last of my money. Who knows? I might make my fortune there.
Or you might not even come back. You might not want to come back.
So you always said that threatening. You might not come back. Well, you said I'm going to get
probably
killed,
better that
it?
You don't come back.
You do a proper show, don't you?
Well, you could say that. Well, no, not as you know, as interesting as yours. Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure.
Do you get as many freaks, Fanny? Because we've just had weirdos all night.
The BBC London listener freaks.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. There were a couple of really good ones in there actually, who were lovely. But
I'm going to say they're all lovely.
They were all lovely.
They're all lovely.
Yes,
okay.
They all.
I'm not biased at all, as you can imagine.
We're
on at 8.
Now, I'll be honest, I've not heard your show before. What can we expect from it?
Well, it's called Sunday Night Special. We look at issues relating to African and Caribbean Londoners. And tonight, I don't know if you read the papers during the week, and there was the big argument about mayoral funding of black projects. Right, so tonight what we're going to be asking...
I don't think it said da-di-da-di-da. Did
well,
it?
You obviously didn't read far enough down the article.
I didn't. I only read the headline.
There was loads and loads
it was all in
of
Morse code.
Da-di-da's, actually.
Okay, yeah.
And we're going to be asking, will the mayoral elections be divided along racial lines? Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh.
Crikey. And what do you think?
Well, if I'm to believe what I read, then yes, you get that impression. But I'm sure, not necessarily. I'm sure that's just maybe one of several different elements. That are
and perhaps
be on
that's
the table.
Just a good news story.
Well, it's certainly a sort of story that will, you know, attract attention.
Yeah. Yeah, which is
I never believe anything. I don't read.
You don't believe anything you read?
I don't read.
Or hear on the radio, in fact.
I don't believe anything. I know how radio works. I know it's all a load of old guff. Not all of it. Not
Ian,
your show. I
mean,
your,
saying, apart from your show, which
I know
is brilliant.
You're going to be listening in the cab, on the way home. You're
cab. Did you get a cab in? Because I drove.
No, I got the tube.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Do you get the tubes?
Keep it real, innit?
Do you get bombarded? Yeah. Do they come up to you and ask you about how to refurbish?
No, it would be good if they did. I fainted on the tube the other morning, actually. It was really embarrassing. I forgot to have any breakfast.
Oh,
and
God.
I woke up and a man was holding my legs in the air.
Yeah, I bet he was.
So embarrassing. Yes, so embarrassing.
And he didn't ask you anything about property prices or about refurbishment?
He asked me about his kitchen. That no, he didn't.
All right, listen, Vali, thank you very much. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you
too,
guys.
We've got time for it's Terry in Victoria. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
How's it going?
Marvellous.
Hello.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Well done, you. Who was best? Be honest. You can tell us now. Who was best, me or Sarah? Be honest.
Say equal.
Equal.
Yeah. Hey.
I think you should both have a good relationship.
Oh,
very healthy sexual fun. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my word, Terry. Gosh.
Terry, you want a record, do you?
I'll tell you what, I hope you both come back again next week.
Oh, thank you, Terry. We'll try to, but they might not let us in.
I'm busy. Terry, you want a record, do you, before we go?
Yes, Robbie Williams, Angels.
What do you want that for?
Well, it's coming up to Christmas and it's enjoyable.
Okay, good lad. Well, here you go. It's Robbie Williams and Angels. Cheers for that.
Thank you.
I sit and wait. Oh, Robbie Williams. He's on the list. Right, so after this, Boozer Over the Road.
Yeah.
Booze Up. Kirsty Allsop. Billy
Lovely
Reeves.
Girl. Lovely
Robbie
boy.
Williams.
Lovely boy.
We're all going to get them. That's it. I'm bored of it. That's it. We're done. Sarah, it's
we
lovely.
Are.
Can I have your phone number?
Oh, yes. Can I have yours?
No. I
won't text you that much.
Oh, no, anyway. Dude, that'd be wicked. All right, we have to go.
Yes. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening, if
you
are.
Yeah, that was good.
Ian Lee there, ladies and gentlemen. Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire, M1 as you're coming back into town.